to really create this sense of unity in diversity. Whatever our opinions, whatever other differences we may have as Vaishnavas, amani namanadena. I honor, I respect, and let us work together according to the higher principle. You see, I may think I'm right. You may think we're right. You're right. If we argue, and if we are without cooperation or unity, then the whole thing is simply spoiled. So who wins? We're like those little crabs, just dragging each other down. Through the years, over the past 41 years since Jananivas Prabhu has been in Mayapur, if any of you know the history, there has been a lot of situations. There has been conflict. There have been scandals. There have been internal wars among devotees. There has been external wars between people coming with guns and bombs to destroy us. Everything that you could imagine practically has happened there in Sri Mayapur Dham. And yet Jananivas Prabhu, through it all, like a lotus flower, even in the muddiest times, he never criticized anyone. He never took political sides with anyone. He always honored, respected, and maintained personal purity in his own life. His sadhana is exemplary. His morality is exemplary. His service is exemplary. And while doing all these nice Krishna conscious things, however much fighting, however much criticism, however many scandals, he always remained everybody's well-wisher. Through it all. And when people go to Mayapur from all over the world, I know many, they come to see Jananivas Prabhu. And those who live in Mayapur Dham, who are really serious devotees, they know that the very foundational pillar, the foundation of Mayapur, is Srila Prabhupada's desire to teach us how to spread the Sankirtan movement through unity and diversity. But perhaps the strongest pillar that has been holding it up all of these years is the characteristic of this great sadhu, this great Vaishnava, who actually lives by unity and diversity and teaches us how. Yes, I'm sure if we ask Jananivas Prabhu, there has been tens and thousands of times that he had different opinions than people. But he always dealt with it with dignity, with integrity, with respect, with compassion, and with no ulterior motives, with the desire to actually create unity. One of the greatest yogic powers is to learn to disagree with dignity and compassion and respect, and to become even more unified in our disagreements than if we agreed. Does that sound possible? That is what Krishna consciousness means, to do that. Because there will be differences of opinion, and there will be differences of ideas and different natures. But Krishna consciousness means we become more united on a higher level through these apparent storms. Because we all agree to disagree with respect, with compassion, and to disagree in a such a way that we always maintain the higher principle, and we're willing to be flexible to whatever will best serve that higher principle. Janani Vas Prabhu, even when he gets mad and argues, it's practically with straw between his teeth. I've seen it. Not artificial, but because he really respects people. He really loves people. And he always keeps the higher principle in the forefront. The nature of this material world is Maya tries to suck us into the lowest state of consciousness. But a devotee is supposed to be broad-minded. That means we see everything in relationship to the whole picture. And the whole picture is that we're eternal. And this entire cosmic manifestation in the eyes of eternity only exists for a moment. Lord Brahma lives, 311 trillion years. And from the perspective of those who live in the spiritual world, that's hardly a blinking of an eye. So what is our little disagreement? What is its significance? There are people suffering in this world. There are people dying in this world. Without connecting their eternal souls to the beloved, all-attractive Lord. That's the problem. Not whether we should do things this way or that way or this way or that way. That's a little thing. The real problem is birth, old age, disease, and death. And Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas have given us that the solution to that problem. And have begged us to unite and cooperate to resolve that problem. And every individual jiva or soul in this entire cosmic manifestation that dies without making that connection to Krishna, to God, that is a disaster. And that is what we're asked to do together. What is the significance of our little disagreements? It's only due to the ego and small-minded that we make such big things out of such little insignificant things. In Sri Mayapur Dham, Janani Vas Prabhu, he sees the big picture. Service to Radha Madhava, service to Srila Prabhupada. And his example is spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And it's the first time he's left. Unity and diversity is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not just to tolerate our diversity, but to learn to honor, to respect, and appreciate. And we can do that only when we keep that focus on what's really important. That we're individually and collectively striving to become pure and striving to help others become pure. We need each other. I was recently, just last week, visiting with somebody in California. And they asked me, would you like to go to my Alcoholics Anonymous meeting with me? And I said, definitely. So when I was there, it was very interesting because this Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, which was a very elite crowd, in Beverly Hills area, it was on the second floor of a tavern. You call it a pub here? Where they're serving every type of liquor. and beer and all that stuff. And the upper floor, there was a bar. But they close it for this Alcoholics Anonymous meeting every day. And I used to be invited regularly to AA meetings in Bombay, but this was the first one I got to go to in America. And it's very interesting because as soon as somebody stands up, and there were very famous people there, I'm not going to mention their names, but they will, it's the tradition. My name is, and I am an alcoholic. And then they start talking about the miserable things that they've done for themselves, the miserable things they've done to their families, the miserable things they've done for the world, and how they suffered, and how they came to the rock bottom of misery themselves and everybody around them, and then somehow or other somebody brought them into this association and helped them. And even if a person's 30 years sober, still, they practically never miss a meeting because they know they need each other. Because that addiction, once that addiction's in you, they always say, I am an alcoholic. They don't say, I am a reformed alcoholic 30 years ago. They will say, I am an alcoholic. Just to keep themselves focused, I need the help of these people. And why do they speak about all their miseries? Every meeting, it's just really intense. Hearing about the incredible atrocities that they do and the suffering. And I was remembering Srila Prabhupada. He was talking about how we should talk about Krishna's Leela and Krishna's teachings, but we should regularly come together to discuss the miseries of material existence. Why? Because we're all addicts of material ego, lust, envy, anger, pride, greed, and illusion. We have these addictions so deep in our heart to this egoistic, selfish way of life. And we become devotees. But Maya is always trying to suck us back into those bad habits. Srila Prabhupada told us the problem with you Western people and Eastern people are Western these days. He said the problem with you all is you do not have enough fear of Maya. And what is the nature of that fear? They know we need each other despite our differences. We're in a battlefield. If we're actually concerned with our own spiritual lives, it is absolutely necessary that we learn to cooperate with each other, or Maya is going to drag us down individually and collectively, for sure. And we may not even know that we're dragged down until it's really too late. And I knew one alcoholic. His wife left him, and he was going through such terrible trauma. And I went to meet him, and he told me that all the people of the Alcoholics Anonymous in his little group, they were with him 24 hours a day because they knew he was most vulnerable to going back to alcohol. They were there to help him. And he said, they saved my life. Lord Chaitanya's movement is we should be here for each other. Srila Prabhupada said, if anyone thinks that they could make advancement without the association of devotees, they are insane. Maya is strong. We need each other, but we need to be in this spirit of the servant of the servant of the servant. And if somebody's in Maya, that doesn't mean kick them out. That means lift them up. And if somebody's strong, that doesn't mean be envious of them. That means connect with that strength and serve together. If we appreciate another person, we can make so much spiritual advancement. because Krishna's pleased. And then when our hearts are actually connected on this higher principle of service, unselfish service, then yes, we could raise our arms and perform real sankirtan of the holy names. Thank you very much.